The entire kingdom watched in silence as the Alpha King rejected his fated mate. Not in private, not behind closed doors, not with regret, but standing before 3,000 wolves beneath the silver banners of Mooncrest Hall. And the worst part? The Moon Goddess herself had chosen her. Selene Ashwood stood frozen in the center of the Grand Hall. Her heart pounded so hard she could barely hear the sacred drums. The scent of pine, firelight, and wolf magic filled the air. Tonight was the Night of Bonds, the most important ceremony in the Northern Kingdom. The night destined mates were revealed. For centuries, no Alpha King had ever refused the woman chosen by the Moon Goddess. Until now, a silver glow appeared between Selene and the man standing across from her. Gasps erupted immediately. The bond, the sacred connection, the unmistakable mark of destiny. Every wolf in the hall rose to their feet. Some looked shocked, others looked excited. A few even began applauding, because the bond connected her to only one man. Alpha King Ronan Blackthorn, ruler of the Northern Territories, the most powerful wolf alive. Selene could barely breathe. For years she had admired him from a distance. Not because he was handsome, though he was. Not because he ruled half the continent, though he did. She admired him because people followed him willingly. Because he protected his kingdom. Because he carried responsibility like it was part of his soul. And now, the Moon Goddess had chosen her. A tremble ran through her fingers. Across the hall, Ronan stared at the glowing bond. Expressionless. Silent. The crowd waited. Tradition demanded he acknowledge the bond. One sentence. One acceptance. That was all. Instead, Ronan's eyes slowly lifted to Selene. The silence deepened. Something felt wrong. Very wrong. Then he spoke. His voice carried effortlessly through the enormous hall. The Moon Goddess made a mistake. The words struck harder than a physical blow. The applause died instantly. A shocked murmur swept through the crowd. Selene felt the blood drain from her face. No, he couldn't have said that. Not here. Not in front of everyone. Not in front of the entire kingdom. But Ronan wasn't finished. His gaze remained fixed on her. Cold. Unmoved. An Alpha King's Luna must be strong. Whispers spread through the audience. Everyone knew what he meant. Selene's wolf was weak. Painfully weak. At 24 years old, she still struggled with abilities younger wolves mastered easily. She wasn't a warrior. Wasn't feared. Wasn't powerful. She was simply Selene. And suddenly that felt terribly insufficient. The kingdom requires stability, Ronan continued. The Moon Goddess may choose fate. His voice hardened. But I choose responsibility. The bond still glowed between them. Bright. Sacred. Unbreakable. And yet he turned away from it. Turned away from her. Like she was something unfortunate. Something inconvenient. Something embarrassing. The crowd exploded into whispers. Selene could hear every word. Weak Luna. Poor girl. Impossible. How humiliating. She wished she couldn't. She wished the floor would open beneath her and swallow her whole. At the edge of the crowd, Lady Cassandra Vale smiled. Only for a second. But Selene saw it. The beautiful daughter of the Beta family. The woman everyone expected to become Ronan's Luna. The woman who looked entirely too pleased by what had just happened. The ceremony ended shortly afterward. Nobody knew what else to do. The sacred bond still connected them. But the Alpha King had publicly refused it. An event without precedent. An event people would discuss for generations. Selene left through a side entrance before anyone could stop her. The cold night air struck her face. Good. She welcomed it. Because it hurt less than what had happened inside. Snow drifted through the darkness. Moonlight covered the palace grounds in silver. She walked without direction. Without purpose. Just moving. Trying to outrun the sound of Ronan's voice. The Moon Goddess made a mistake. The words echoed endlessly. Eventually she reached the old stone fountain behind the palace gardens. No one came here during ceremonies. That was why she chose it. She sat on the edge of the fountain. Alone. At last. For several minutes, she simply stared at the frozen water. Then something unexpected happened. A single tear slid down her cheek. Followed by another. And another. Selene lowered her head. Not because Ronan had rejected her. Not entirely. But because for one brief moment. One impossible, beautiful moment. She had believed someone might finally choose her. The sound of celebration drifted faintly from the palace behind her. The kingdom continued as if nothing had happened. But everything had changed. Because somewhere deep inside her chest, beneath the heartbreak, beneath the humiliation, A small voice whispered something dangerous. Something she would spend months trying to ignore. If the Alpha King doesn't want me, why should I stay where nobody else does either? And for the first time in her life, the idea of leaving no longer frightened her. The kingdom did not forget. If anything, the humiliation grew worse with time. 3 months after the Night of Bonds, wolves were still talking about it. Celine heard the whispers everywhere. In market streets, at training grounds, during pack gatherings, even inside her own home. The rejected Luna, the weak mate, the moon goddess's mistake. The titles followed her like shadows. At first she tried to ignore them. Then she tried pretending they didn't hurt. Eventually she stopped pretending. Because some wounds hurt no matter how many times you tell yourself they shouldn't. Winter settled across Silvermoon Pack. Snow covered the rooftops. The forests glittered beneath layers of frost. Life continued. At least for everyone else. Celine's life seemed frozen in place. Every morning, she woke hoping the bond would finally disappear. It never did. She could still feel it. Faint. Distant. Like a thread stretched across hundreds of miles. The connection remained. Alpha King Ronan had rejected her. But the moon goddess had not. That somehow made everything worse. One afternoon, Celine arrived at the training grounds carrying supplies for Elder Helena. The moment she stepped through the gate, conversation stopped. Not completely. Just enough. Enough for her to notice. Enough for it to hurt. Several young wolves quickly looked away. Others weren't nearly as subtle. One girl whispered something. The group beside her laughed. Celine kept walking. Head high. Shoulders straight. She had become very good at pretending she didn't hear things. She's still wearing the moon mark. Why wouldn't she? If I were rejected by the Alpha King, I'd hide forever. More laughter. Celine continued walking. Each step felt heavier than the last. Across the field, Elder Helena watched everything. The older woman approached slowly. They are children. They're older than me. Helena sighed. Then they are old children. That earned the smallest smile from Celine. A very small one. It disappeared quickly. Because another familiar scent drifted across the training grounds. Jasmine. Expensive perfume. Confidence. Lady Cassandra Vale. The future Luna, according to half the kingdom. Cassandra arrived surrounded by admirers. Beautiful. Elegant. Perfect. Everything Celine wasn't. The crowd immediately shifted toward her. Like flowers turning toward sunlight. Cassandra noticed Celine standing near Helena. Their eyes met briefly. Then Cassandra smiled. Warm. Polite. Cruel. The worst kind of smile. I heard the Alpha King will attend the Winter Summit. Excited murmurs spread instantly. Someone asked if Cassandra would accompany him. She laughed softly. I wouldn't presume to speak for His Majesty. The answer sounded humble. The expression on her face wasn't. Everyone understood the implication. Celine certainly did. She turned away before anyone could see the pain in her eyes. That evening she sat alone on the back porch of her family's home. The snow-covered forest stretched endlessly before her. Quiet. Beautiful. Cold. Much like her future. The door opened behind her. Her father stepped outside. Elder Rowan Ashwood. One of Silvermoon's most respected leaders. He stood beside her for several moments without speaking. Eventually he sighed. There is something we need to discuss. Celine immediately knew. Her stomach tightened. Because important discussions rarely brought good news. What is it? Her father stared toward the distant trees. The Northern Ridge Pack has approached us. She already knew where this was going. No. Please no. Their Alpha has expressed interest in an alliance. Celine closed her eyes. Not again. Not another arrangement. Not another decision made for her. Alpha Tristan Hale is a respected leader. Her father continued carefully. Strong territory. Stable borders. Good reputation. Every word felt familiar. Practical. Reasonable. Calculated. Exactly the way people described livestock before selling it. Celine laughed softly. A bitter sound. You already agreed. Her father looked uncomfortable. That was answer enough. The discussions are ongoing. You already agreed. Silence. The answer settled between them. Heavy. Final. For several moments, neither spoke. Then Celine asked the question she already knew the answer to. Did anyone ask what I wanted? Her father's expression changed. Pain flashed briefly across his face. Not because he hadn't expected the question. Because he had. And because he had no answer. The pack needs stability. There it was. The same justification. Always the same. The pack. The alliance. The future. Everything except her. Celine stood slowly. The cold wind pulled at her silver hair. What if I'm tired of being useful? Her father looked stunned. She wasn't normally confrontational. Normally she accepted things. Endured them. Adapted. Not tonight. What if I'm tired of being a solution? Still no answer. Only silence. And somehow that hurt more than words. She walked back inside before he could say anything else. Upstairs. Into her room. Closing the door quietly behind her. The white winter moon shone through the window. Silver light covered the floor. The room felt smaller than it ever had before. Like the walls were moving closer. Like the air itself had become too heavy. Her gaze drifted toward the wardrobe. Toward a large wooden box resting beside it. A dressmaker had delivered it earlier that morning. She hadn't opened it. She didn't need to. She already knew what was inside. Another beautiful dress. Another beautiful cage. Celine stared at the box for a very long time. Then something inside her chest shifted. Small. Quiet. Dangerous. The exact same feeling she had experienced before the bond ceremony. A voice. Soft, but persistent. Whispering beneath every fear. Beneath every expectation. Beneath every obligation. No. Just one word. No. And for the first time, Celine wondered what would happen if she finally listened. Celine did not plan to leave. That was the truth. The story people would eventually tell was different. They would say she was brave, reckless, defiant, that she had spent weeks plotting her escape. None of that was true. She simply reached a point where staying hurt more than leaving. The next morning arrived cold and gray. Snow drifted lazily from the sky. The settlement moved through its usual routines. Wolves trained. Merchants opened their stalls. Children chased one another between the houses. Life continued, as if hers hadn't been quietly falling apart for months. Celine spent the morning helping Elder Helena sort medicinal herbs. Neither woman spoke much. Neither needed to. By midday, a messenger arrived at the Ashwood residence. A large wooden crate accompanied him. Celine saw it before anyone said a word. Her stomach sank immediately. The wedding dress. Alpha Tristan Hale's family had sent it personally. A symbol of commitment. A promise. A cage. Her mother looked delighted. Her aunt nearly cried with happiness. The craftsmanship is incredible. The embroidery alone must have cost a fortune. Tristan's family clearly values her. Celine stood quietly in the corner. Listening. Watching. Feeling further away from everyone with every passing second. Eventually her mother opened the crate. A collective gasp filled the room. The dress was beautiful. Painfully beautiful. White silk. Silver embroidery. Moonstone crystals sewn into the sleeves. Every detail perfect. Every stitch carefully designed. The sight of it made something twist inside her chest. Because beautiful things weren't supposed to feel like prison bars. Try it on. Her mother smiled. Celine stared at the dress. The room suddenly felt smaller. The walls closer. The air heavier. Celine. Her mother laughed nervously. Go on. Everyone was watching. Waiting. Expecting. The same thing they had always expected. Compliance. Agreement. Silence. The familiar pressure began building behind her ribs. Her aunt adjusted the dress. Her mother continued talking. The room grew louder. And louder. And louder. Until she couldn't hear the words anymore. Only noise. Only pressure. Only obligation. Then that voice returned. The same voice. The one that had whispered beneath every sleepless night. No. Quiet. Simple. Certain. No. Celine inhaled slowly. Then she smiled. Not because she was happy. Because she finally understood something. Nobody was coming to save her. Not Ronan. Not fate. Not the moon goddess. If she wanted a different life, she would have to choose it herself. I need some air. Her mother barely looked up. Don't be long. Celine nodded. Walked toward the back door. Opened it. Cold winter air rushed across her face. For a moment she simply stood there. Breathing. The forest stretched across the horizon. Dark. Silent. Ancient. At its center lay Forbidden Valley. The place every wolf avoided. Stories about the valley filled her childhood. Rogue wolves. Ancient spirits. Creatures older than the packs themselves. No one went there willingly. Celine stared at the distant tree line. Then she stepped off the porch. Just for a walk. Just for a minute. That was what she told herself. Across the yard. Past the garden fence. Past the training field. Past the southern road. She kept walking. The settlement slowly disappeared behind her. Snow crunched beneath her boots. The cold bit through her coat. Still she walked. Faster. Faster. Then suddenly, she was running. Not from anything. Toward something. Toward freedom. Toward uncertainty. Toward herself. The wind tore through her hair. Her lungs burned. Branches whipped past. For the first time in months, nobody was watching her. Nobody was judging her. Nobody was deciding her future. She crossed the border markers before she realized she had reached them. A strange sensation rippled through her body. Every wolf recognized it. The feeling of leaving pack territory. Leaving safety. Leaving certainty. Celine didn't stop. The trees swallowed her. Ancient pines towered overhead. Snow-covered branches blocked the pale afternoon light. The forest felt older here. Wilder. Like a place untouched by the rest of the world. She walked for nearly an hour. Then another. The deeper she traveled, the quieter everything became. Eventually, she reached a frozen stream. Her legs ached. Her lungs hurt. So she crouched beside the ice-covered water and rested. For the first time all day, she was completely alone. No expectations. No alliances. No wedding. No Alpha King. Only silence. And strangely, she felt peaceful. The realization startled her. She should have been terrified. Instead, she felt lighter than she had in years. A sudden crack echoed through the trees. Celine froze. Every instinct immediately sharpened. Another sound followed. Heavy footsteps. Slow. Deliberate. Something large was moving through the forest. Very large. Her wolf stirred uneasily. Not frightened. Alert. Interested. The footsteps grew closer. 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 Celine slowly rose to her feet. The forest had become completely silent. No birds. No wind. Nothing. Then the trees parted. And something stepped into the clearing. Celine's breath caught. A wolf. The largest wolf she had ever seen. Silver fur shimmered beneath the fading winter light. Golden eyes watched her with impossible intelligence. Ancient scars crossed its massive shoulders. The creature looked less like a wolf. And more like a legend. Neither moved. Neither looked away. The wolf studied her. Celine studied the wolf. Then, incredibly, the giant creature sat down. As though it had been expecting her. As though it knew exactly who she was. And for reasons she couldn't explain, Celine suddenly had the overwhelming feeling that her life was about to change forever. The enormous wolf did not move. Neither did Celine. Snow drifted silently between them. The fading winter light painted silver highlights across the creature's fur. Up close, he seemed even larger. Ancient. Powerful. Impossible. Celine had spent her entire life around wolves. She knew what wolves looked like. This was something else. The golden eyes watching her contained too much intelligence. Too much awareness. Almost as if a person was looking back at her from behind them. For several long seconds, neither broke eye contact. Then the giant wolf tilted his head. Just slightly. The gesture felt oddly familiar. Like he was studying her. Evaluating her. Deciding something. Celine slowly released a breath. You aren't going to attack me. The words escaped before she could stop them. The wolf blinked. That was all. No growl. No threat. No aggression. Just a calm, patient stare. And somehow that made him even more unsettling. A cold breeze moved through the clearing. The wolf stood. Celine's muscles immediately tensed. The creature turned. Walked several steps toward the trees. Then stopped. And looked back. She stared. The wolf stared. Then he looked toward the forest again. Waiting. Celine frowned. No. The wolf remained perfectly still. Waiting. You're not seriously expecting me to follow you. Silence. Another look. Another patient stare. As if the answer should be obvious. Celine sighed. This is either the worst decision I've ever made. She adjusted her coat. Or the best. The wolf immediately resumed walking. As though the matter had already been settled. That should have worried her. Instead, curiosity pushed aside fear. She followed. The wolf led her deeper into Forbidden Valley. The forest changed as they traveled. The trees grew larger. Older. Some looked ancient enough to have witnessed the birth of kingdoms. The air felt different here. Cleaner somehow. More alive. Magic lingered beneath everything. Celine could feel it brushing against her wolf. Awakening instincts she didn't fully understand. Nearly 30 minutes passed. Then the forest suddenly opened. Celine stopped. Her breath caught. A hidden valley stretched before her, nestled between towering cliffs, protected from the outside world. A place that shouldn't exist. Several wooden cabins sat beside a crystal-clear river. Smoke rose peacefully from stone chimneys. A small bridge crossed the water. Lanterns glowed warmly against the approaching dusk. It looked less like a settlement, more like a secret hidden from the rest of the world. The giant wolf continued forward. Several people immediately noticed him. A woman carrying firewood, an older man repairing a fence, two young hunters returning from the forest. None of them seemed surprised by his appearance. In fact, they greeted him, as though seeing an ancient direwolf every day was completely normal. The realization made Celine even more curious. Who were these people? And what kind of place was this? The wolf crossed the bridge, then stopped. Someone was standing on the opposite side. A man, tall, broad-shouldered, dark-haired. He wore simple clothing. No royal symbols. No pack markings. No signs of status whatsoever. Yet the moment Celine saw him, something felt strange. Not familiar. Not exactly. But important. The man watched her approach calmly. His silver-gray eyes studied her without judgment. Without suspicion. Without curiosity. As though he had already expected her arrival. The giant wolf walked directly to him. Then sat beside him. Like a guardian returning to his post. The man rested one hand on the creature's shoulder. The gesture looked natural. Practiced. Old. Celine stopped several feet away. The silence stretched. Then the man spoke. His voice was deep, steady, unexpectedly warm. You came farther than most. Celine blinked. Of all the things she expected him to say, that wasn't one of them. You know who I am? The man considered that. Yes. Her stomach tightened. Of course he did. Everyone knew. The rejected Luna. The kingdom's favorite humiliation. Wonderful. I assume the entire valley has heard the story. Something flickered across his face. Confusion. Then understanding. That isn't how I know you. Celine frowned. Then how do you know me? The man glanced briefly toward the dire wolf. The enormous creature looked entirely pleased with himself. I had help. That wasn't an answer. Before she could press further, a woman approached from one of the nearby cabins. She looked to be in her 40s. Strong. Confident. Kind eyes. She carried a thick wool blanket. Without a word, she handed it to Celine. You're freezing. Only then did Celine realize how cold she actually was. The woman smiled. I'm Mara. Celine accepted the blanket. Celine. I know. Of course she did. Everyone apparently did. Mara pointed toward the nearest cabin. Food is ready. Celine hesitated. Everything about this felt strange. Suspicious. Impossible. Yet somehow. Not dangerous. The dark-haired man noticed her uncertainty. You can leave whenever you want. His tone remained calm. No one here will stop you. The simple honesty of the statement caught her off guard. Because for months, everyone had been trying to decide things for her. Control things. Arrange things. And now this stranger was offering something nobody else had. A choice. The realization unsettled her more than any threat could have. She studied him carefully. Who are you? For the first time, something resembling amusement appeared in his eyes. A small thing. Brief. Gone almost immediately. Kieran. She waited. Nothing followed. No title. No explanation. Just Kieran. The giant wolf chose that exact moment to rest his massive head against Kieran's shoulder. Celine pointed. What about him? Kieran glanced down. Him. The wolf. Another pause. Then, Fenrir. Celine stared. The legendary name sent a chill through her. Every wolf in the Northern Kingdom knew the stories. The ancient guardian of Forbidden Valley. The immortal dire wolf. A creature that belonged in myths. Not standing 20 feet away looking smug. Kieran watched her reaction. Then calmly added the final piece. Welcome to the valley, Celine. His gaze held hers. And for reasons she couldn't explain, Celine suddenly felt as though she had just stepped into a story much larger than her own. A story that somehow involved Kieran. Fenrir. And secrets the kingdom had buried long ago. Celine stayed one night. That was the plan. Just one night. She would rest. Warm up. Then return to Silver Moon before the search parties became too large. At least, that was what she told herself. The problem was that the valley felt nothing like the world she had left behind. The next morning, she woke to birdsong. Not whispers. Not judgment. Not conversations that suddenly stopped when she entered a room. Birdsong. For several seconds, she simply lay beneath the blankets, staring at the wooden ceiling above her. The cabin was small, simple, comfortable. A fire crackled softly in the stone hearth. Morning sunlight streamed through the window. Everything felt peaceful, almost suspiciously peaceful. Celine couldn't remember the last time she had slept through an entire night. Yet somehow she had slept deeply, without dreams, without waking, without hearing Ronan's rejection replaying inside her head. The realization alone felt miraculous. She dressed and stepped outside. The valley was already awake. People moved between the cabins carrying baskets, chopping wood, repairing fences. Nobody stared. Nobody whispered. Nobody pointed. Several people nodded politely as she passed. That was all. The simplicity of it felt strange. Refreshing. Dangerous. Because it made her realize how exhausting her normal life had become. Near the river, Fenrir lounged beneath a massive pine tree. The legendary dire wolf opened one golden eye as she approached, then immediately closed it again, as if confirming she still existed was sufficient effort for the day. Celine laughed softly. The sound surprised her. She couldn't remember the last time laughter had come naturally. "You really do think you own this place?" Fenrir ignored her completely. A moment later, another voice answered. "He thinks he owns most places." Celine turned. Kieran stood on the riverbank. A fishing pole rested over one shoulder. Morning sunlight caught in his dark hair. For reasons she couldn't explain, her pulse stumbled briefly. Annoying. Very annoying. She barely knew the man. Yet something about him made her unusually aware of herself. Kieran seemed entirely unaffected. "Did you sleep?" The question was simple. Genuine. Not polite conversation. Not obligation. Actual concern. "Yes." Something warm appeared in his eyes. "Good." And that was it. No further questions. No investigation. No discussion of alpha kings or rejected bonds. Just good. The simplicity of it unsettled her, because she realized how much she had needed it. The morning passed quietly. Mara put her to work sorting supplies, then preparing medicinal herbs, then helping repair storage shelves. Nothing complicated. Nothing important. Just ordinary tasks. And somehow that felt wonderful. Nobody treated her like a future Luna. Nobody treated her like a political alliance. Nobody treated her like a disappointment. She was simply Celine. For the first time in months, that seemed enough. By afternoon, she found herself sitting beside the river with Kieran. Neither had spoken for several minutes. The silence wasn't awkward. It simply existed. Comfortable. Easy. The river flowed around smooth stones. Snow glittered beneath the winter sun. Fenrir slept nearby, occasionally twitching in his dreams. Celine watched the water, then asked the question she'd been wondering since yesterday. "Why are you here?" Kieran glanced toward her. "In the valley." She gestured around them. "This place feels hidden from the world." "It is." "Why?" He considered the question carefully. "I like quiet." She laughed. "That's not an answer." "No." A faint smile touched his mouth. "It isn't." Celine shook her head. The man was impossible. Yet somehow she found herself wanting to know more. A dangerous realization. Because wanting to know someone was how people gain the power to hurt you. She knew that better than most. The afternoon drifted by. And for the first time in a very long time, Celine stopped thinking about Ronan. Not completely. The bond still existed. A faint pressure somewhere deep inside her. But it no longer controlled every thought. Every breath. Every moment. She wasn't the rejected Luna here. She wasn't the woman the Alpha King refused. She was simply a woman sitting beside a river, watching sunlight dance across water. The realization nearly made her emotional. That evening, the valley gathered around a large fire. Stories were shared. Food passed between friends. Laughter echoed beneath the stars. Celine mostly listened. But occasionally she found herself smiling. Even speaking. And every time she forgot herself, every time she laughed, she noticed Kieran watching. Not staring. Just observing. The way someone watched something unexpectedly beautiful. The thought made her look away quickly. The stars emerged overhead. Bright. Endless. Far clearer than the sky above Silvermoon. Eventually the conversations faded. People returned to their cabins. The fire burned lower. Celine remained where she was, watching the flames. Thinking. Kieran sat across from her. Silent. Patient. The valley around them had grown quiet. After several minutes, she spoke. "I don't want to go back." The words escaped before she could stop them. Honest. Raw. True. Kieran didn't look surprised. "I know." Celine stared into the fire. "My family will be worried." "Yes. They'll send people." "Probably. I still don't want to go." The flames crackled softly. For a long moment, neither spoke. Then Kieran finally said, "You don't have to decide tonight. Celine looked up. His silver-gray eyes reflected the firelight. Calm. Steady. Safe. No one had said those words to her in months. Maybe years. You don't have to decide tonight. Not because the decision wasn't important, but because she mattered more than the decision. Something tightened painfully inside her chest, then loosened, slowly, like a knot finally beginning to unravel. And sitting beside that fire beneath a sky full of stars, Celine realized something she had been too exhausted to recognize before. The valley wasn't healing her because it was magical. The valley was healing her because it was the first place she had ever been where nobody expected her to become someone else. And for the first time in a very long time, she felt like she could finally breathe. Celine stayed 3 more days, then 4, then 5. Each morning she told herself she would leave tomorrow. Each evening tomorrow became more difficult. The valley had a strange effect on time. Days moved quietly here, without pressure, without expectations, without people constantly reminding her who she was supposed to become. For the first time in her adult life, she felt free, which was exactly why she knew she couldn't stay. Not forever. One morning she stood alone beside the river watching snow melt from the rocks. Winter was beginning to loosen its grip. Tiny signs of spring appeared everywhere. The river flowed faster. The air felt softer. The world was changing. And reality was catching up to her. A movement behind her drew her attention. Fenrir emerged from the trees. The giant direwolf crossed the riverbank and sat beside her. Silent. Watchful. Celine smiled faintly. You know, for a legendary guardian, you're surprisingly nosy. Fenrir blinked. That was apparently his answer to everything. She sighed. My family must be worried. The direwolf remained silent. My mother is probably terrified. Silence. My father is probably organizing search parties. Still nothing. Celine stared across the water. I have to go back. The words felt wrong the moment she said them. Not because they weren't true. Because they were. The truth was simply painful. That afternoon, she found Mara repairing fishing nets outside her cabin. I think I'm leaving tomorrow. Mara's hands paused briefly. Only briefly. Then she continued working. I figured. Celine frowned. You did. Mara smiled softly. People who find peace usually spend a lot of time looking afraid of losing it. The observation landed uncomfortably close to the truth. Celine sat beside her. Neither woman spoke for a while. Finally, Mara said, the valley isn't meant to keep people. Celine looked down. I know. It teaches them how to leave stronger. That somehow hurt more. Because deep down she knew Mara was right. The valley had never been an escape. It had been a place to heal. A place to remember who she was before everyone started deciding who she should become. That evening, she walked farther than usual. Past the cabins. Past the river. Toward the ridge overlooking the valley. She found Kieran there. Of course she did. He seemed to spend half his life staring at distant horizons. The wind moved through his dark hair. The setting sun painted gold across the mountains. For several moments, she simply stood beside him. Neither speaking. The silence between them had become familiar. Comfortable. Dangerously comfortable. Finally she said, I'm leaving tomorrow. Kieran didn't look surprised. No shock. No protest. No attempt to change her mind. Just a quiet nod. Okay. The response irritated her immediately. She wasn't entirely sure why. Maybe because part of her had wanted him to object. To give her a reason to stay. Which wasn't fair. Not to him. Not to herself. Not to anyone. You knew? Yes. She folded her arms. Everyone here keeps knowing things before I say them. A faint smile appeared. You're easy to read. I'm not. You really are. For a brief moment, she almost laughed. Then reality returned. Tomorrow. The words sat heavily between them. Celine stared toward the distant forest. I don't want to go. The admission came quietly. Kieran looked at her. I know. Something about those two words nearly broke her. Not because they solved anything. Because they acknowledged everything. No advice. No lectures. No attempts to convince her otherwise. Just understanding. The kind she had searched for her entire life. The sky darkened slowly. Stars began appearing overhead. One by one. Celine swallowed hard. What happens when I leave? Kieran considered the question. You go home. I meant here. A pause. The valley continues. The answer should have comforted her. Instead it made her chest ache. Because life would continue here. Without her, the river would still flow. Fenrir would still patrol the forest. Mara would still repair nets. And Kieran. Kieran would still stand on this ridge, watching horizons, as though she had never arrived at all. The thought hurt more than it should have. Far more. Eventually, darkness settled across the valley. Neither moved. Neither wanted to be the first to leave. The realization struck them both, and neither acknowledged it. At last, Celine stood. The moment had come. She looked at him. Really looked at him. Trying to memorize everything. The silver gray eyes. The calm expression. The quiet strength that never demanded attention. The man who had never once treated her like a problem to solve. A role to fill. A disappointment to endure. Only Celine. Just Celine. Nothing more. Nothing less. Thank you. The words felt inadequate. Hopelessly inadequate. But they were all she had. Kieran held her gaze. For a moment, something flickered behind his calm expression. Something warmer. Something unguarded. Gone almost instantly. You don't need to thank me. Yes. She smiled sadly. I do. The next morning arrived too quickly. The entire valley seemed quieter. As if even the forest understood what was happening. Mara packed food for the journey. Several villagers wished her safe travels. Fenrir followed her everywhere. Which was unusual. Even for him. When she finally reached the edge of the valley, she turned back one last time. Everyone stood near the bridge. Watching. Waiting. Kieran stood slightly apart from the others. As he always did. Celine's throat tightened unexpectedly. This wasn't supposed to hurt. She had known these people less than a week. Yet somehow saying goodbye felt harder than leaving her entire old life behind. Take care of yourself. Kieran's voice carried across the distance. The exact same words. Simple. Steady. Sincere. Celine nodded, unable to trust her voice. Then she turned and walked into the forest. She made it nearly 2 miles before the tears came. Not dramatic sobs. Not heartbreak. Something quieter. Something deeper. The grief of leaving a place where she had finally remembered who she was. And as she followed the forest path back towards Silvermoon, she realized something terrifying. She wasn't crying because she was leaving the valley. She was crying because she was leaving Kieran. Coming home felt wrong. Not because Silvermoon had changed. Because she had. Celine crossed the pack border shortly before sunset. The familiar scent of pine smoke and wolf territory immediately surrounded her. Home. The place she had longed for during difficult winters. The place she had always believed would feel safe. Now it felt strangely unfamiliar. Like visiting a house she once lived in. A search party found her less than 30 minutes later. Her older cousin, Ethan, was among them. The relief on his face was immediate. Moon goddess, Celine. He pulled her into a hug. We thought something happened to you. Guilt twisted inside her chest. Because people had worried. Her mother had worried. Her father had worried. And despite everything, she loved them. That was part of what made this so difficult. Nothing was simple. Nothing ever was. By the time she reached the settlement, half the pack already knew she had returned. Lights glowed warmly in the Ashwood home. Her mother was waiting outside. The moment she saw Celine, tears filled her eyes. No anger. No accusations. Only relief. The sight nearly broke Celine's heart. For a long moment, they simply held each other. Neither speaking. Neither needing to. Later that evening, her father sat across from her in his study. Maps covered the desk. Alliance reports. Border agreements. Everything that mattered to pack leaders. Everything Celine suddenly felt exhausted by. You disappeared for 6 days? His voice was calm. Too calm. The dangerous kind of calm. I know. We searched the entire Southern Territory. I know. Silence followed. Then her father sighed. The sound carried years of exhaustion. Did you find what you were looking for? The question caught her off guard. Celine looked down. Because for the first time, she knew the answer. Maybe. Her father studied her carefully. What changed? Everything. Nothing. How could she explain it? How could she explain Kieran? The valley? The feeling of finally being seen? She couldn't. So she simply said, I remembered who I am. Something shifted in her father's expression. Not understanding. But recognition. As though part of him knew exactly what she meant. Unfortunately, reality waited for no one. 3 days later, Alpha Tristan Hale arrived. Just as planned. The alliance discussions resumed immediately. The wedding preparations restarted. The dress returned. The invitations returned. The expectations returned. And with every passing hour, Celine felt herself suffocating. Again, the worst part? Tristan wasn't cruel. He wasn't arrogant. He wasn't even unkind. He was reasonable. Practical. Respectable. Exactly the kind of alpha every family wanted. Exactly the kind of alpha she should want. Yet every conversation felt empty. Every smile felt rehearsed. Every future she imagined beside him felt gray. Not terrible. Just lifeless. And after experiencing the valley, lifeless no longer felt acceptable. One evening, Tristan joined her during a community gathering. Music drifted through the settlement square. Families laughed around bonfires. Children chased each other through the crowd. Everything looked perfect. Tristan smiled politely. "You seem distracted." Celine forced a smile. "I'm fine." He nodded, accepting the answer without question, without curiosity, without noticing she was lying. For reasons she couldn't explain, that hurt. Because Kieran would have noticed. The realization arrived suddenly. Sharp. Unwelcome. True. Across the kingdom, another man was struggling with truths of his own. Alpha King Ronan Blackthorne hadn't slept properly in weeks. At first he blamed work. Then stress. Then politics. None of it explained the problem. Because the problem wasn't exhaustion. The problem was the bond. The bond refused to weaken. Every expert had assured him it would fade. Eventually. Naturally. That was how rejected mate bonds worked. Except this one wasn't fading. It was growing stronger. Every day. Every week. Every month. Impossible. Infuriating. Terrifying. One night Ronan stood alone on the balcony of Mooncrest Palace, staring into the darkness. Snow covered the mountains beyond the city. The cold wind barely registered. His wolf paced restlessly beneath his skin. Agitated. Unhappy. Demanding. For months he had ignored it. Dismissed it. Controlled it. Now that control was beginning to crack. A knock sounded behind him. Beta Marcus entered quietly. "Your Majesty." Ronan didn't turn. "What is it?" Marcus hesitated. An unusual thing for him. Finally he spoke. "Reports from Silver Moon." Something immediately tightened inside Ronan's chest. He hated that. Hated how quickly he reacted. "Continue." Marcus studied him carefully. "Their elder's daughter recently disappeared." Silence. The world seemed to stop. Just for a moment. Then when? The question came too quickly. Too sharply. Marcus noticed. Of course he noticed. Everyone noticed everything around an Alpha King. 6 days ago. Ronan stared into the darkness. 6 days. 6 days. His wolf suddenly became very still. Listening. Waiting. Hopeful. A dangerous emotion. Marcus continued. "She returned safely yesterday." Relief slammed into Ronan before he could stop it. Immediate. Powerful. Completely irrational. His jaw tightened. Because that reaction told him something he didn't want to hear. Something he had spent months denying. Something becoming harder to ignore. Marcus broke the silence carefully. "The bond isn't weakening, is it?" Ronan didn't answer. Because answering would make it real. And deep down, he already knew the truth. Meanwhile, hundreds of miles away, Celine sat alone in her bedroom, staring at the wedding dress hanging near the window. Moonlight spilled across the fabric. Beautiful. Perfect. Wrong. The same feeling returned. The one that had driven her into the forest. The quiet voice beneath her ribs. No. Her gaze drifted toward the distant tree line visible beyond the settlement. Toward Forbidden Valley. Toward a man with silver-gray eyes. Toward a life that felt more real than the one waiting for her here. And for the first time since returning, Celine began wondering if leaving once had truly been enough. The wedding was 3 days away. 3 days. 72 hours. That was all the time remaining before the rest of Celine's life was decided. Again, she stood beside her bedroom window long after midnight. Moonlight spilled across the floor. The wedding dress hung near the wardrobe. Silent. Waiting. The sight of it made her chest tighten. Not because Tristan was a bad man. That was the problem. He wasn't. If he had been cruel, selfish, or arrogant, leaving would have been easy. Instead, he was kind. Respectable. Reasonable. Everything a future Luna should want. Everything except the one thing she couldn't stop searching for. The feeling she had discovered in the valley. The feeling of being seen. A sudden movement outside caught her attention. Celine froze. Something large stood beyond the garden fence. Her pulse immediately quickened. No. It couldn't be. The creature stepped into the moonlight. Silver fur. Golden eyes. Massive shoulders. Fenrir. Celine's breath caught. The legendary direwolf sat perfectly still. Watching her window. Watching her. As though he had been there for hours. Waiting. A strange warmth spread through her chest. Not fear. Not surprise. Recognition. Hope. Fenrir stood. turned toward the distant forest, then looked back. The exact same movement. The exact same invitation. The one he had given her before. The one that had changed everything. Celine stared. Her heart pounded harder. This was madness. Absolute madness. The wedding was in 3 days. Her family was finally beginning to relax. Her father was negotiating alliance terms. The entire pack expected her to stay. Every reasonable argument told her to close the curtains. Go to sleep. Forget the valley. Forget Kieran. Forget everything. But another memory surfaced. A ridge overlooking endless forests. Silver-gray eyes. A quiet voice saying, "You don't have to decide tonight." The realization hit her all at once. The problem wasn't that she wanted Kieran. The problem was that she still didn't know the truth. About him. About herself. About why Finner had found her. About why the valley existed. About why leaving had hurt so much. She couldn't marry anyone until she knew. That wasn't selfish. It was necessary. Finner remained motionless. Waiting. Patient. Certain. As though he already knew what she would choose. A small laugh escaped her. "You really are impossible." Finner blinked. Which apparently meant yes. 10 minutes later, Celine was crossing the outer fence. Again. Only this time, she wasn't running away. She was running toward an answer. The forest welcomed her immediately. Moonlight filtered through ancient branches. Cold air filled her lungs. The familiar path unfolded beneath her feet. Finner moved ahead. Never rushing. Never slowing. Simply guiding. Hours passed. Yet the journey felt shorter somehow. Perhaps because this time she knew where she was going. Shortly before dawn, the hidden valley appeared. Just as beautiful as she remembered. Just as peaceful. The river shimmered beneath the first hints of sunrise. Cabins rested quietly beneath the cliffs. For a moment, she simply stood there. Home. The thought startled her. Because part of her genuinely felt that way. A soft voice interrupted her thoughts. "I was beginning to wonder how stubborn you intended to be." Celine turned. Kieran stood near the bridge. As though he had known exactly when she would arrive. The sight of him sent something unexpected through her chest. Relief. Pure relief. The kind she hadn't realized she needed. For several seconds neither moved. Neither spoke. Then Kieran looked toward Fenrir. "You went and got her." The dire wolf looked entirely unapologetic. Kieran sighed. "Of course you did." Celine laughed. Actually laughed. And the sound seemed to affect Kieran more than she expected. Something softened in his expression. Something real. The moment lingered. Then faded. Because she hadn't come all this way for comfort. She had come for answers. "Kieran." His expression immediately grew serious. "What is it?" Celine stepped closer. The early morning light painted gold across the valley. Everything felt strangely still. As though the world itself was listening. "I need the truth." Silence. Not defensive. Not surprised. Simply waiting. "You know things." She met his gaze. "You knew who I was. You knew Finra would find me. You knew I would come back." The air between them tightened. "Who are you?" For the first time since she'd met him. Kieran looked uncomfortable. The realization alone was shocking. The man never seemed unsettled. Never uncertain. Yet now something heavy moved behind his eyes. A burden. An old one. Finally he exhaled slowly. "You deserve to know." The words sent a chill through her. Because people only said things like that before revealing something important. Very important. Kieran looked toward the rising sun. Toward the mountains beyond the valley. Toward a past that clearly still haunted him. "When I disappeared 6 years ago." Celine froze. Her heartbeat stopped. Because everyone knew that story. Every wolf in the Northern Kingdom knew it. The disappearance that changed history. The Alpha King who vanished without explanation. The ruler who abandoned the throne. The mystery nobody had ever solved. Slowly. Almost reluctantly. Kieran turned back toward her. His silver-gray eyes held hers. And in that moment she finally understood why he had always felt familiar. Why people in the valley respected him. Why Finra followed him. Why the entire place seemed built around him. Because she had seen his face before. Years ago. On coins. On banners. On statues. The realization crashed into her like lightning. Impossible. Absolutely impossible. Yet she already knew it was true. Kieran's voice remained calm. Steady. Gentle. "I wasn't always Kieran." The world seemed to tilt. The morning wind moved through the valley. Finra rose to his feet. Watching silently. Waiting. And then Kieran spoke the words that changed everything. "My name is Kieran Frostfawn." A pause. One heartbeat. Two. Three. Then, I was the Alpha King before Ronan Blackthorne. The valley fell silent, and Celine suddenly realized that her story had become far larger than a rejected mate bond, because somehow, she had fallen for a man the entire kingdom believed was dead. For several seconds, Celine couldn't breathe. The former Alpha King, the missing ruler, the legend every wolf in the kingdom grew up hearing about. Kieran Frostfawn, the man standing in front of her, the man who taught her how to breathe again, the man she had spent days trying not to think about. Impossible. Absolutely impossible. Yet suddenly everything made sense. The respect people showed him, the authority he carried without ever using it, the sadness hidden behind his eyes, the way Fenrir followed him, the valley itself, all of it. Celine stared at him. You disappeared. Yes. The entire kingdom thought you were dead. I know. The simple answer somehow hurt, because she could hear the weight beneath it, the loneliness, the sacrifice, the cost. Before she could ask another question, a distant howl shattered the morning silence. Every head in the valley turned. Fenrir was on his feet instantly. The enormous direwolf's ears flattened. Alert. Dangerous. Kieran's expression hardened. The change was immediate. The calm man she knew vanished. For the first time, she saw the king. Power rolled off him in quiet waves. Controlled. Terrifying. Another howl echoed across the mountains. Then another. And another. A scouting signal. Someone was approaching. Fast. Mara emerged from one of the cabins. Several hunters appeared near the bridge. The entire valley seemed awake at once. What is it? Celine asked. Kieran looked toward the northern ridge. Visitors. Something about his tone made her stomach tighten. An hour later, they appeared. Hundreds of wolves. Warriors. Scouts. Pack leaders. The largest force Celine had ever seen. Silver banners snapped in the wind. The symbol embroidered across them was unmistakable. Mooncrest. The royal pack. Her pulse stopped. No. 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 At the front of the procession rode one man. Black cloak. Broad shoulders. Cold authority. Alpha King Ronan Blackthorne. The valley became completely silent. Celine felt the mate bond flare violently inside her chest. For months it had been a distant ache. Now it felt alive. Burning. Demanding attention. Ronan dismounted slowly. His eyes swept across the valley. Across the gathered villagers. Across Fenrir. Across Kieran. Then finally, they landed on Celine. The world seemed to narrow. Everything else disappeared. For the first time since the Night of Bonds. He was truly looking at her. Not through her. Not past her. At her. The realization unsettled her. Kieran stepped forward. The movement immediately drew attention. Several royal warriors visibly froze. Because they recognized him. The resemblance to old statues was impossible to miss. Whispers spread. Shock. Disbelief. Fear. Ronan's gaze shifted toward Kieran. For a long moment, neither Alpha spoke. Two kings. Two generations. One valley. The tension was unbearable. Then Ronan broke the silence. I came for Celine. Murmurs erupted immediately. Celine's heart pounded. Kieran remained calm. You found her? Yes. Ronan's jaw tightened. I need to speak with her. The old king glanced toward Celine. The decision was hers. Always hers. That simple act nearly brought tears to her eyes. Because even now, Kieran wasn't deciding for her. Celine stepped forward slowly. The valley watched. The kingdom watched. The future itself seemed to hold its breath. Ronan looked different. Tired. Older somehow. Not physically. Emotionally. The arrogance she remembered from Mooncrest Hall was gone. Something had replaced it. Regret. Raw and undeniable. For several moments neither spoke. Finally Ronan said, I was wrong. The words hit harder than any apology could have. Shock rippled through the crowd. Alpha Kings did not apologize. Especially not publicly. Especially not like this. Yet Ronan continued. His voice carried across the valley. Across every witness. Across every warrior. I thought strength meant duty. Silence. I thought responsibility meant sacrifice. He looked directly at her. And I thought rejecting the bond was the right thing to do. The pain in his eyes was unmistakable. Celine had never seen anything like it. I was wrong. The words echoed through the valley. Again. And again. And again. Ronan took a slow breath. For the first time in his life, the Alpha King looked uncertain. Vulnerable. Human. Then something happened nobody expected. The most powerful ruler in the Northern Kingdom lowered himself onto one knee. Gasps exploded around them. Several warriors looked horrified. Others looked stunned. No one moved. No one breathed. Because an Alpha King had just knelt. Not before another ruler. Not before an enemy. Before a woman. Before Selene. The rejected Luna. Tears filled her eyes instantly. Not because she wanted revenge. Not because she wanted power. Because she understood what it cost him. The pride. The reputation. The authority. All of it. Set aside. For truth. Ronan lifted his gaze. I came here prepared to fight for you. His voice was steady. But that's not what you need. The wind moved through the valley. The mountains stood silent around them. Listening. Waiting. Ronan's next words changed everything. Choose whoever makes you happy. Selene froze. Across the valley, Kieran stood motionless. Watching. Listening. Trusting. Ronan swallowed. Even speaking seemed difficult now. Even if it isn't me. The confession landed like thunder. Because everyone understood what it meant. He loved her. Too late. Perhaps. But truly. For the first time. The Alpha King rose slowly to his feet. No commands. No demands. No expectations. Just honesty. Then he stepped back. Giving her space. Giving her freedom. Giving her what he should have given her from the beginning. A choice. And standing between the king who had finally learned how to love. And the king who had taught her how to love herself. Selene realized the decision she feared most could no longer be delayed. Because her future was waiting. And for the first time in her life. It belonged entirely to her. No one spoke. The entire valley stood frozen. Hundreds of warriors. Villagers. Pack leaders. Even Fenrir remained perfectly still. All eyes rested on Selene. For most of her life, other people had made decisions for her. Her family. Her pack. Tradition. Politics. Destiny. Everyone always seemed to know what was best. Everyone except Selene herself. But not this time. This time the choice belonged to her. And only her. The realization settled over the valley like sunlight breaking through clouds. Selene looked at Ronan first. The Alpha King stood quietly, no longer demanding, no longer commanding. For the first time since she had met him, he looked like a man instead of a ruler. A man carrying regret. A man trying to become better than he had been. She respected that. More than he would ever know. Then her gaze shifted toward Kieran. The former king stood beneath the bridge. Silent. Patient. The same way he had always been. He wasn't trying to persuade her. Wasn't trying to win. He simply trusted her. And somehow that trust meant everything. Because Kieran had never asked her to become anyone else. Not a Luna. Not a queen. Not a symbol. Just Selene. Only Selene. The woman beneath all the expectations. The woman she had almost forgotten. A smile touched her lips. Small. Certain. At peace. And suddenly she knew. Not because of the mate bond. Not because of destiny. Not because one man was a king. Or because the other had once been one. She knew because for the first time in her life, she was listening to her own heart. Selene took a step forward. Then another. The valley seemed to hold its breath. She walked past Ronan. Not cruelly. Not triumphantly. Simply honestly. The Alpha King closed his eyes briefly. A flicker of pain crossed his face. But he nodded. Because he already understood. And when Selene stopped in front of Kieran, tears filled her eyes. Not sad tears. Relieved ones. The kind that came when you finally stopped running from the truth. For a long moment neither spoke. Then she laughed softly. You really should have told me you were a king. A surprised smile appeared on Kieran's face. One of the rare genuine smiles she loved most. I was trying to retire. The crowd laughed. Even Selene. The tension finally broke. The mountain seemed lighter somehow. The sky brighter. The future clearer. Then Selene reached for his hand. A simple gesture. Yet somehow it felt larger than any royal ceremony. Because this time nobody was choosing for her. She was choosing for herself. Kieran looked down at their joined hands. Then back at her. The emotion in his eyes stole her breath. Wonder. Gratitude. Love. Real love. The kind that didn't arrive through prophecy. The kind that was built. Earned. Chosen. Across the valley, Ronan watched quietly. Beta Marcus moved beside him. Neither spoke for several moments. Finally Marcus said, Are you all right? Ronan exhaled slowly. No. But also yes. Because losing hurt. Yet strangely, so did becoming the man who deserved to win and realizing he had arrived too late. Still, for the first time in many months, the constant tension inside him eased. Selene was happy. And somehow that mattered more than his pride. She made the right choice. Marcus glanced toward him, then smiled. That sounds like growth. Ronan laughed despite himself. Perhaps it was. Over the following months, the kingdom changed. News of Kieran Frostfang's survival spread across every territory. Shock became celebration. Celebration became legend. Yet Kieran refused every request to reclaim the throne. His answer never changed. The kingdom already has a king. And surprisingly, he meant it. Ronan continued ruling. Wiser than before. More compassionate. Less certain, he always knew best. The experience transformed him. As for Celine, she never returned to the life that had nearly trapped her. Her arranged marriage was peacefully canceled. Alpha Tristan Hale accepted the decision with dignity. Even her father eventually understood. One spring morning, nearly a year later, Elder Rowan Ashwood traveled to the valley himself. He found his daughter standing beside the river, laughing, healthy, happy, more alive than he had seen her in years. The sight brought tears to his eyes. Because he finally understood, he had spent so much time trying to give her a good future, that he had forgotten to ask what future she wanted. Their reconciliation was quiet, honest, healing, and perhaps long overdue. Time continued moving forward. The seasons changed. Snow became flowers. Flowers became summer sunlight. And throughout it all, Celine remained exactly where she wanted to be. One evening she stood with Kieran atop the ridge overlooking the valley, the same place where she had once confessed she didn't want to leave. The sunset painted gold across the mountains. Far below, the river reflected the sky. Fenrir slept nearby beneath an ancient pine tree. Kieran slipped an arm around her shoulders. Comfortable. Natural. Home. Celine rested her head against him. For a while neither spoke. The silence felt perfect. Finally Kieran asked, "Any regrets?" Celine smiled. She thought about the rejected bond. The humiliation. The wedding dress. The valley. The journey. Everything that had led her here. Then she looked toward the horizon. Toward the life she had chosen. And answered honestly. Not a single one. The wind carried her words across the mountains. And somewhere high above, beneath the light of the rising moon, it almost felt as though the moon goddess herself was smiling. Because destiny had brought Celine to the beginning. But love had brought her home. And in the end, the greatest gift she ever received was not finding her mate. It was finding herself. 2 years later, the first snow of winter drifted across the valley. Children raced through the village, chasing one another between cabins. Laughter echoed across the frozen river. Lanterns glowed warmly beneath the falling snow. The valley had changed. And somehow, it hadn't. The mountains still stood watch over the hidden settlement. Fenrir still slept beneath his favorite pine tree. And every morning, Kieran still claimed he woke before everyone else. Despite overwhelming evidence proving otherwise, some things never changed. Celine smiled as she stood on the porch of their cabin. A familiar hand slipped around her waist. Warm. Steady. Home. Kieran rested his chin lightly against her shoulder. What are you smiling about? She watched the snowflakes drift through the air. Nothing. Liar. His voice carried amusement. She laughed softly. The sound still affected him after all this time. Something she secretly enjoyed. A lot. Life wasn't perfect. No life ever was. There were difficult days. Arguments. Challenges. Unexpected problems. But unlike before, she never faced them alone. And unlike before, no one expected her to become someone she wasn't. That made all the difference. Below them, a group of children suddenly shouted. One little girl slipped in the snow, immediately jumped back up, and continued running, completely unharmed. Celine's smile deepened. The valley had grown during the last 2 years. Families arrived from distant territories. Not because they wanted protection, because they wanted peace. Word had spread. There was a place beyond the mountains. A place where people mattered more than titles. Where strength wasn't measured by status. Where nobody cared whether you were important. The world needed more places like that. Far more. A sudden howl echoed through the valley. Deep. Powerful. Unmistakable. Fenrir. The ancient direwolf emerged from the trees. Still enormous. Still majestic. Still convinced every living creature existed solely to admire him. Several children immediately ran toward him. Celine laughed. The legendary guardian of ancient myths responded by allowing three small children to climb onto his back. Kieran shook his head. The mighty terror of the mountains. Clearly terrifying. Absolutely. They watched the scene unfold. Comfortable silence settling between them. The kind earned through time. The kind earned through trust. Then a rider appeared at the northern bridge. A royal messenger. Celine recognized the Mooncrest insignia immediately. The messenger dismounted quickly. Respectfully. No fear. No urgency. Simply business. That alone revealed how much the kingdom had changed. Years ago, royal messengers arrived carrying commands. Now they carried invitations. The young wolf approached. Message from Alpha King Ronan Blackthorn. Celine accepted the letter. The messenger bowed, then departed. She opened it carefully. A smile appeared almost immediately. What is it? Kieran asked. She handed him the letter. He scanned the contents. Then laughed. Actually laughed. Rare enough to be memorable. He's persistent. Very. The letter contained another invitation. The annual winter summit. The fifth one in a row. And every year Ronan asked the same thing. Would Kieran consider returning to public leadership? Every year Kieran refused. Politely. Firmly. Without hesitation. Because he had already chosen the life he wanted. Much like Celine had. The realization still amazed her sometimes. Two people. Both expected to lead kingdoms. Both expected to become symbols. Both choosing something else. Choosing happiness. Choosing peace. Choosing each other. The afternoon passed quietly, as most afternoons did, until sunset painted the mountains gold. That was when Celine climbed the ridge overlooking the valley. Her favorite place. The place where everything had changed. The place where she first realized she didn't want to leave. Footsteps sounded behind her. She smiled before turning around. Kieran. Of course. He always found her. The thought still warmed her heart. Together they watched the sun sink behind the mountains. The sky exploded into colors. Gold. Crimson. Violet. Beautiful. For a while neither spoke. Then Kieran reached into his coat. Celine frowned. What is that? His expression suddenly became suspiciously nervous. Which was unusual. Very unusual. The former Alpha King faced armies without fear. Yet somehow a small velvet box made him uneasy. Celine stared. No. Kieran sighed. Unfortunately, yes. Her eyes widened. The ridiculous man had waited 2 years. 2 years. To do this. I thought we already established this. We did. Then why are you nervous? Because I would like to avoid embarrassing myself. She laughed. Hard. The sound echoed across the ridge. Kieran opened the box anyway. Inside rested a silver ring. Simple. Elegant. Perfect. His voice softened. The confidence vanished. Only honesty remained. You were the best thing that ever happened to me. Celine felt tears fill her eyes. Immediate. Unavoidable. Because after everything, after the rejection, after the heartbreak, after the impossible journey, the words still mattered. They always would. Kieran swallowed, then asked the easiest question either of them had ever answered. Will you marry me? Celine laughed through her tears. The answer arrived instantly. Without hesitation. Without doubt. Without fear. Yes. Below them. The valley glowed beneath the first stars of winter. Above them, the moon rose slowly into the night sky. And somewhere beyond the clouds, perhaps the moon goddess herself was watching. Because years earlier, an Alpha King had rejected the mate she chose. The kingdom believed destiny had failed. They were wrong. Destiny had never failed. It had simply led Celine somewhere better. Not toward the man fate selected, but toward the man who helped her become herself. And in the end, that was the greatest love story of all. As the moon rose above the valley, Celine finally understood a truth that had taken her years to learn. Real love isn't about destiny, titles, power, or even fate. It's about finding the person who sees you for who you truly are, and choosing each other every single day. What did you think of Celine's journey? Did she make the right choice by choosing Kieran over her fated mate, Ronan? Or do you believe Ronan deserved a second chance after realizing his mistake? Let us know in the comments below. We love reading your thoughts, theories, and favorite moments from every story. If this story touched your heart, don't forget to like the video and subscribe to the channel for more emotional werewolf romances, rejected mate stories, Alpha King dramas, and unforgettable love stories. Thank you for spending your time with us today. Until next time, may your heart stay brave, your hope stay strong, and your own story led you exactly where you're meant to be. See you in the next story.